This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new study commissioned by the City of Dallas shows the city has a ways to go in providing more frequent and more equitable public transportation to people across the city, and especially to low-income people. Shima Hamidi worked on that report. She's the director of the Institute of Urban Studies at the University of Texas at Arlington. Shima Hamidi, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, talk about some of the challenges that low-income people face when it comes to transportation.
To give you an example, we found that the transit-dependent population in southern part of Dallas, about 40% of the population have access to less than 1% of jobs by transit. So not having access to jobs by transit means that if you don't have physical access, you won't be able to get a job. And if you won't be able to get a job, then the question is how you're going to survive, how you're going to live. And it's not about only the economic aspects. It's about jobs, but other destinations. If you don't have access to healthcare facilities, if you don't have access to healthy food, if you live in food deserts, if you don't have access to high quality education, schools, your entire life is going to be affected, and your family, your kids. And so in short term, you're dealing with, how to make up the budget to survive. In a longer term, it makes poor people poorer and poorer over time. The chances of upward mobility lower in the city, and it diminishes the middle class income in the city.
What is Dallas doing right?
What Dallas has is lots of potentials. We already have a good light rail system. We have the longest light rail system in the country, 94 miles, if I'm not mistaken. And so it's all about how to optimize and use the best out of the transit system that we already have. With regard to bus system, the same. We already have the system in place, so we are not, we don't need to figure out, how to make new investment, but it's mostly about rethinking our transit system and looking through the lens of equity when we think about investment and planning for the future of transit system in the city of Dallas.
And what is Dallas doing wrong compared to other cities?
Most of the cities, to get the most out of transit, they focus on areas that are close to transit stations, transit-oriented development, and try to maximize the efficiency and use of these areas, affordable housing, in terms of jobs, in terms of using mixed-use development in these areas. And so people who are living in this area can walk to the station and use transit and get a much more efficient transportation experience. That's not happening in the city of Dallas. Other cities are way more successful in putting together TOD plans and transit-oriented development. What we see in the city of Dallas is mostly around transit stations is parking, which I call them empty spaces. Even in the high occupancy hours of the day, they are not. You don't see many cars in these areas, and we are losing this opportunity to really invest and optimize the use of these areas close to transit stations.
A problem as encompassing as this, you have several recommendations that you gave to the city of Dallas. One of them was is that Dallas create a long-term mobility plan. What's involved with that?
Well, if you look at this is another interesting fact about the city of Dallas. We've had a city over the course of past few decades had focused on individual neighborhoods and stations and looking at mobility options and transportation needs of those areas, but we have not had a comprehensive citywide transportation plan that looks at all of these pieces together, the land use, transportation, all of these neighborhoods. Because when you think about transportation, you think about moving from point A to point B, and point A to point B could pretty much be citywide. And we need to think about this as a comprehensive plan, not focusing on individual. Even now, we know there are neighborhoods that are getting not as efficient transit system as they could. But my recommendation is that it's much better if we have the big picture. We look at the entire city and a transportation plan that addresses all of these issues together.
Seema Hamidi is the director of the Institute of Urban Studies at the University of Texas at Arlington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.